out like a gentleman. Oh, yes, hello.
We're going to sex.
I'm a bad bitch!
I need to get drunk. This is fucking horseshit.
Goodbye to the people who love me.
Something about you, girl.
If you're not suffering, you're not learning.
That's it, bro.
Suffering means everything.
Do me a favor. Take a knife, stab yourself in it. I'm just kidding.
Let me hit this fucking button. Let me tie my shoe.
Hello. Yeah, thank you so much.
Look, I'm talking and I'm tying my shoe. And I'm podcasting at the same time. Can you believe it?
Look at me, America. Promise living. Almost a
Okay, Rand. People who are our age.
Yes.
Who use the term fucks, attributing to something that's good, is super gross. For example, this new album by XYZ band totally fucks hard. When I hear that, my penis actually recoils into my body.
You know, I've never heard that terminology yet.
That's a thing.
Maybe I'm just, like, too old, and, like, I'm not running in those circles.
That's probably because you don't have Instagram anymore. There's shirts that say, like, this guy fucks, or, like, this thing fucks hard. And I'm like, do you guys, why can't you just say it's good?
See, I guess I'm just, I out of the new slang, like, I get, like, people that say, like, because I say it, like, the album slams. Like, this album slams, dude. It's amazing.
Slam, I feel like slams is cooler. Like, it just comes, it sounds better coming out of my mouth than this slaps. I can't, I laugh immediately if I say, yeah, man, the new DMX album slaps. I feel like you should punch me in the face. But if
does that mean I get to do it right now?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Get ready. But, like, if I say slams,
yeah,
it just sounds better coming from me.
Yeah.
But I would never say something fucks hard. Like,
that's weird.
It just sounds weird.
I don't like that.
It sounds weird, and I feel dirty.
It hits the ear wrong.
It, yeah. Slaps, to me, hits wrong. But I'm sure some folks in my demographic can get away with it. I refuse to get away with it. I'm like, I'm putting myself in contempt.
Well, like, and I'm sure some people are going to listen to this and they're going to be like, what are you guys, like, 80? Like, what's so wrong with that?
Yeah,
like,
we're pretty much...
Why are you guys being so pretentious?
We're pretty much 80. I don't think it's even pretentious. I feel like we're just self-aware.
Yeah.
Dude, this kid fucks hard. It, like, totally whips out an imaginary dildo and just fucks it to death. That's how much I enjoy this thing.
I've never heard that terminology before, and that's just weird, and I don't like it, and it makes me feel uncomfortable, and I feel like I need a safe space. So, yeah, if we could just not do that, that would be great.
Can we not talk about inanimate fucking of things? Yeah.
Internet, if we could just stop with this, curb this. I'll tolerate slaps. I mean, slams is going to be better, but, like, slaps is fine. This album fucks. Is weird.
I'm just imagining, like, one compact disc fucking another compact disc. Or, like, a guy spread-eagled and, like, the compact disc is just, like, banging against his ass cheeks.
Banging him.
And he's like, oh my god! Super weird. On my part and on everybody else's part.
Speaking of, though...
Yeah.
I know you've been wanting to get this out. You have played... Disco Elysium.
I've been salivating.
Let me bathe me in your review, because you have just been, like, chomping at the bit to talk to me about this game.
Salivating. Do you have your phone with you?
Yes, I do.
Pull up YouTube for me.
All right. Hold on.
This is going to be part of the intro. I'm going for audio and... Audio.
Audio And then more audio.
I'm going for audio and the other type of audio.
Audio and then secondary audio.
Okay, so I want to set the scene for you. When you start this game, dude, it's really hard to explain. I was actually taking tons of time to try to explain this game to you, because for me, this whole podcast has been based on the kind of writing that we like, the kind of creativity and stuff that we like, actively seek.
Yes.
And once we find it, we gush about it passionately like dorks.
Yes.
Honestly, like, just to set the table, I'm not even through with the game yet. I'm like 80% through. This is like a top 3 all-time game for me.
Top 3 all-time?
I'm going to tell you why. So, like I said, I want to set the scene. When you start this game...
July 1st, 7 p.m., magic hour.
The intro is so nothing. It's so unassuming. You start the game, a bird starts to flap, and then you just see a cityscape, like a painting of a cityscape. There's like light music, nothing really like majestic. It's just very, it's like almost peaceful.
Mm.
When you start the game, all you see is just a black screen. And there's a voice, like this raspy voice talking to you. The way that it, you've seen the trailer, so you see how it's like a point and click.
Yeah.
And all the dialogue is on the right side of the screen. So when you start this, there's no music. It's just like this ambient, sort of unsettling, like rumbling in the background.
Mm-hmm.
And the first voice that you hear is labeled Ancient Reptilian Brain. And it's talking to you. Not really, you're not really sure if it's talking to you as the player or if you as the character. But it's describing this feeling of nothingness, this void. And it's so inviting and it's so warm. You don't want to get up. Your body makes moves, but you don't want to listen to it. Just stay here. Drown in the black water.
Oh my God.
And then this other voice is talking to you, and it's called the limbic system. And it's like this withered, like this voice that's been smoking cigarettes for like 40 years. And it's like, oh no, you don't want to wake up, but you can't fight it. You're opening your eyes. And it's like, you have dialogue options. And it's like, what if I don't want to wake up? You don't have to wake up. Stay here in the black forever. And I'm like, this is how the game starts. What the fuck is going on? I thought this was a detective game. So you have these two voices telling you, don't wake up. Just stay here and die. But your body just involuntarily wakes up anyway.
Right.
And then, fingerprint that. You wake up. Your hotel room is completely fucking destroyed, trashed. There's like empty bottles everywhere, like Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, Raoul Duke special.
Put your hands where I can see them.
There's a tape player running, and there's just mountains of like pulled out tape. The bed is smashed. Your guy wakes up in his underwear from like basically like laying like ass up.
Does he have a lizard tail on?
Naked ass up, your detective guy sits up. And you basically, you're finding your clothes in the hotel room. So you put on one shoe, a pair of pants, and then an article of clothing that the game labels as a disco ass blazer.
Yeah, disco ass blazer.
That's how I talk.
I was gonna say, I want a disco ass blazer.
I have a disco ass blazer in my closet. This game is made for me. So the first task that you're given in the game is find your other shoe. And the window's broken. You go over to the window and investigate it. And there's another voice talking to you that's called Logic. And there's another voice that's talking to you. It's the same voice. It's like this husky British voice, like one of the guys from Snatch that runs the jewelry store. So basically, you've deduced that you threw your shoe out the window. So you walk out and get your shoe, and that's the first thing you do in this game as a detective is you locate your shoe. You step outside, and then you hear this. So this is how you're introduced to the city. Horns. You walk out and your character is just a complete fucking mess. And this place, every time you step outside on the street, and I'm sitting there like, what the fuck is going on? I'm completely taken away from whatever expectation, whatever thought I thought the game was going to be about. Gone. I'm just walking around hungover, listening to horns, and my character has no fucking idea what my name is, what I'm doing, who these people are. You walk downstairs, and everybody in the bar is like pissed at you and like, oh, you, what the fuck do you want? And I'm like, what did I do? This is what they just throw you in. So you have a character that's completely unreliable to the point where all the voices that you're hearing in your head, that's your skill tree talking to you.
Oh, I love that.
So every fucking skill tree you can level up in this game, you can have conversations with. So you're walking around, you analyze something on the wall, and logic or rhetoric will stop and say, you should say this. You should go tell him this. Don't listen to him. You know who you are. You're a fucking superstar cop. You tell him. Tell him you're going to take your dick out. Pull your gun out. Like, what? What? So this game completely destroys any thought process you had about a detective game. Mm-hmm. And it just throws you in. So you have, like, you really have to discover who your main character is by stuff that's already happened. So you're like a participant, you're like a witness in this person discovering how fucked up they really are. Because they have no memory of it. To the point where you're like, you're introducing yourself to your partner, to other material witnesses, like, I don't really know who I am. Can you tell me what's happening? And your partner's like, what?
So is this a game where do you give your protagonist a name, or is it just like you're just unnamed dude like Toby Fox, like weirdness?
You find out your name, and it's up to you if you want to accept it.
Oh.
Right? Oh. Because okay, so when you're in the game, you meet your partner. He's like a different precinct lieutenant coming in to help you. And he's like, so I'm here for the case. You know, I'm here to help you. I'm from this precinct. And you're like, okay, what are we doing? He's like, you don't know what I'm here for? You don't know the case that we're here to investigate? And you're like, no. It's like, so you don't, do you not remember? And he's like, no, I'm sorry. I drink a lot. That's one of the options. That's one of the options I picked. And he's like, so you don't remember the guy hanging in the back alley? He's been there for like 7 days. Let's go back there and find out. So you walk back there and there's this fucking guy hanging from the tree, like lynched. He's got like half armor, like weird, like colonial armor. Like armor plates, but his body's decomposed so bad, his like skin is melting into the fucking boots. Ew. I was like, I have no thoughts. Like normally I'm like a snarky, like writer snob kind of guy.
Right.
Like I think this is gonna happen. I think this, and I have these thoughts. I have like no thoughts. I'm like, I've just been hit over the face with like five fish. I have no fucking... Between the ancient reptilian guy telling me to just sit in the black void and die, and then me grabbing my shoe and hearing, like, sad, like, funeral trumpets, and now there's a guy hanging in the tree. This game just started 15 minutes ago. What the fuck is going on, dude? Like, I have, like... I'm bewildered. Like,
yeah.
What is this, dude? So I'm going through the game, and I'm leveling up, asking questions, trying to find out who I am. And like I said, the skill trees, you know, there's one that's called Shivers. We've talked about this before. The Shivers one is basically like where you, they call it, you tune into the city. So you give a little bit of Shivers, you know, a little bit boost. You walk by an alleyway, and it's like that husky British voice that narrates everything except dialogue starts talking. It's like you feel the cold. Snow falls in a dark alleyway somewhere. A woman walks by and warms her hands on the fire. And you're like, I'm having flashbacks of other lives lived on this street years ago. Elsewhere, when you boost it up more, you have flashbacks of your other police station people talking shit about you. And then you call them on the phone later and you find out the people that were talking shit about you were your old office buddies. And they're like making fun of you for being a fucking drunk and like a loser. This is how the game introduces
Dude, this. I'm just like a gog over here like listening to you.
Bro, I've got goosebumps talking about it. I've been playing it for 2 weeks and I'm like, this game, I have never played anything like this before. Like as far as immersion, like it's easy to play games now and just be wild with graphics and wild with fancy, you know, fancy prose or like hard gameplay. When we talked about Danganronpa and it's like story only, you have a point and click game that went from PC to PlayStation. This is what this game is. It's just point and click.
Yeah.
There's no combat. There's no turret sections. It's just writing. 100% writing. And it's one of the baddest things I've ever fucking played.
So there's no combat system in it?
Zero. I had two chances to punch somebody. Everything is talking. Everything is you and me in a room. Everything is persuasion, intimidation, authority. Imagine like Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Okay.
Style of weird, quirky writing.
Okay.
But imagine that the main character is Eddie Brock.
Okay.
But Venom, instead of being one symbiote, is like 15. There's your game.
Yeah, I really need to play this game now.
Fuck yeah. It's, when I saw it was on sale for $35... I would have paid $80 for this game. Just for that first 15 minutes alone with sad trumpet time plus the beginning part.
That's the name of this episode, sad trumpet time.
Fucking forget about it. I'm over the moon about this game. And what's even crazier is that you have an unreliable narrator, unreliable main character, and then there's a moment after you build up enough intestinal fortitude to not barf every time you look at the body to go and do a field autopsy. You walk up to the body and there's a dialogue option that says, tell me what happened, dead man. So you say it. The dead man fucking talks to you.
Nightmare fuel. Nice.
I hit the button. He's like, where are you, dead man? He's like, I'm gone. And it says, the hanged man. He's got his own graphic. He's got his own dialogue. Like a full Mass Effect conversation with a dead man. He's like, this is not really happening right now. This is all through the power of your imagination. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Like, I'm like getting all hushed. And I'm like, dude, I'm talking to a dead guy. And the dead guy, the fucking dead guy, goes, like, you can have multiple conversations with the dead guy. So I'm going through, I'm playing this for like hours. And then at a certain point, the game's like, hey, you need to go to sleep. I'm like, fuck, okay. So I have to like go around the town and collect recycling just to pay rent to go to sleep. So I do that. I have to find a bag first. Like, the game gives you nothing. There's, like, no guide. This is, like, one of the only games I've ever played where it's like, dude, a strategy guide is not going to do shit for you. Like, you can literally go in blind and you can do anything. Like, there's no wrong way. There's no wrong path. There's no, like, Mass Effect, Paragon, or Renegade. Like, you can just say literally anything, and the story's just going to go off in a direction that you were not fucking anticipating at all. So, once you get enough recycling, you get into your room to take a nap. The fucking ancient reptilian brain and the limbic system are talking to you again. And then you have a dream. You wake up and you're going out to the body. But it's not the guy you're investigating hanging from the tree. It's you. You're looking at yourself hanging on the tree. And the dead version of you is talking to you about, you fucking loser. You let her leave.
Deep-seated psychological shit.
Deep. Way deeper than I was ready for. She's like, talking about being alone. You let her walk out the door. You didn't go after her. You sat there and you kept drinking. You kept doing those drugs. At the same time, the other parts of your mind are like, drugs, fuck yeah, dude. You need the drugs. See those in the lady's medicine cabinet? Pick that shit up. What are you, crazy? You're a super cop. You need this shit to focus, okay? One of your missions, find some speed. Take it. The game is like telling you, take drugs. You fucking need drugs. You're a loser. You need all the help you can get. And you're like, really? And the game's like, fuck yeah. Like, the game's telling you, go do the drugs. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Like, I what can I say to that?
It's like fucking Sherlock Holmes, go take opium.
Dude, it's like hyper Sherlock Holmes. But like, all the shit I just said, all the weird melding of like, the different personalities, like, clashing at the same time, like, in the same conversation, you have four or five different personalities, four or five skills, talking to you at once, telling you what to say, and you're, like, fighting them, like, why would I do that? That shit doesn't work, and it's, like, arguing with you, like, who are you gonna trust, me, or the other guy? I'm like, there is nobody else. This is all in my head.
Who are you gonna trust, me, or me?
Exactly. Dude, there's a part where when you're in the bar after, like, the bar underneath where your room is, you got to pay off rent so you can go back up and get your shit out of your room. And there's a stage, and like, there's a part of your brain that's called Inland Empire, which is basically like your confidence technically. And it's like, dude, you need to go and find a song. You need to sing karaoke on that stage. You need to find a sad banger. I'm like, what's a sad banger?
What's that one song that you said that was real popular from your Yakuza during the Danganronpa interview?
Danganronpa review? Yeah, I've been a fool. That's the one, right? So you want the sad karaoke song, and then you have the option to say, what if I sing like a happy song to get people all riled up? And your personality that you're fighting with is like, that's stupid.
Why are you doing this?
Find a sad song and sing this place to shit. And I'm like, what? Sing it to shit? Like, just like the way that they speak in this game. I'm like, okay. Immediately after playing it that first night, I was like, there's no way a team wrote this. It has to be one person. I looked it up. So this company that made Disco Elysium was started by one guy who was a novelist. So he wrote this entire fucking thing, and he started a game company to bring it to life. So this dude is a fucking mad genius.
Mad genius. I mean, I was intrigued when you first told me about it. I watched the trailer. I'm like, I need to play this game.
The trailer doesn't tell you shit.
Yeah, you and I talked about it, and you're like, dude, I have so much to just freaking just vomit on you when you and I talk.
And none of this is a spoiler. None of this has shit to do with the plot. None of it. But just that first... just that introduction, and then just seeing how my character is just a complete this ball of like sadness.
Dirtbag, yeah.
There's like dirtbag vibes, there's sadness vibes, there's like his wife left him, but I'm not really sure. There's a moment when like every time you go to bed, those two characters come back and they're like, you know, they're just talking about these moments, these sad moments that you can't run away from. And they're like, you can't ever put the smoke back in her mouth from when you saw her that, when you first met. And I was like, what is that? What does that mean? Like, that's the nastiest shit I've ever heard. You can't put the smoke back in her mouth. I'm like, yeah, that's fucking badass, dude. That's so fucking crazy. I'm like, oh my God. And then the dialogue options, it's like, the rain, the snow, it's so beautiful. I don't want it to come back. I don't, you know, I'm like, so I selected, like, fuck yeah, I like rain and snow, fuck yeah. And they're like, you don't have a choice. It's gone. And I'm like, oh my God, dude. Like, and then you wake up and then, like, your partner's outside, like, you ready to go to work? I'm like, fuck, I guess. Play the trumpets, let's go. Like, dude, this game hit me so hard. I can't even tell you. I can't even, I feel like I, even now, I feel like I haven't described it good enough.
Just put on your disco ass blazer and fucking play the game, bro.
That's exactly what you gotta do. So nothing else I can say is gonna sell this game. I want you to play it.
5 out of 5 stars though?
10 out of 5.
Damn.
10 out of 5, dude.
10 out of 5.
And I'm just like, yo, what are your thoughts? What I just word vomited on you. How does that make you feel?
Dude, if I didn't want to play the game before, I definitely want to play it now, because I thought it was going to be like, from what I understood of it, it's like weird, like, D&D, like, combat, and like, you know, huge freaking skill trees, and like, dialogue trees, and stuff like that, but like, now that you're just saying, like, it's just basically writing, that's totally my bag, and totally my wheelhouse.
To kind of go along with that, there is a D&D element, but they call them, like, white checks or red checks, like rolling the dice. So, what's interesting is, you do have to level up those different points of your personality to win those die rolls. Those conversational die rolls.
So, is it kind of like Fallout, where you go up and you talk to somebody and it's like, speech 35?
I would say this version is better and it's more streamlined, and here's why. Because you're never repeating yourself. Ever. In fact, I went back and like repeated conversations to go down different routes to hear the rest of the shit, because the only way you can get experience is by talking to people. So with Fallout, I feel like, you know, there's more grinding. With Disco, there's no grinding. Like, every time you go up and talk to somebody, you either hit a wall with them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fuck off. I'm gonna go do something else. Come back. Hey, fuck you. What about this again? And then you finally get them. Sometimes it takes 4, 5, 6 times to go up to them and be like, hey, motherfucker, I found out this. What about this? And the guy's like, all right, you got me. But like, I like that. I've never played a game where it's like,
so much engagement.
It is so much engagement.
Yeah.
With so little.
Yeah.
Like, there's so little music. There's so little, like, the music that's in there is like, it's like
minimalist.
It's minimalist. It's melancholy. It's fucking, it just punches you dead in the chest. Like, there's some parts, I'm not going to spoil for you, but there's some parts when the music hits and like, you're sitting there like waiting to find out this information. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh no, I fucked this thing up. It's not somebody else fucking this up. I did it. And then the person who's sitting next to you, like, yeah, I've just been here waiting for you to realize that you fucked this up. What? What the fuck is that? This game is nothing but, like, just
deep-seated psychological.
Like, okay, here's your rug. I'm going to pull it, fall on your ass every 10 minutes. And I love it. So that's really what I've been waiting to tell you this whole time. Is like psychological fall on your ass rug pulling.
So is this the Hangman you were talking about?
Yeah. That's my shit. This whole game is my shit. I was, when we first saw the review on IGN, calling it 10 out of 10, and, like, the trailer, all the shit sounded so cool. I watched that guy, Jacob Geller, on YouTube make, like, a 20-minute video essay about the game. Yeah. I was like, this game sounds, like, legit as fuck. And then, once you play it, fucking forget about it.
So this is what you were talking about, where it does, like, the skill checks, endurance, legendary 14, let go of your nose without throwing out.
You got it.
God damn, dude, I need to play this game.
Yeah, as soon as I'm done, it's yours.
Bad, bro.
As soon as I'm done, I'm just going to throw you the controller. Like, I'm going to drive to your house and be like, start the shit up now.
I'm going to be in the middle of my work day. Eric's just going to pull me behind my fucking collar like, get off your PlayStation immediately.
But dude, it makes perfect sense why I love this game, because it's written by a straight up novelist. Yeah. The novelist started a game company just to make his novel a game. Brilliant. And this game is nothing but a novel, dude. This is like a 600-page Thomas Pynchon fucking nightmare detective novel. And this is the gangster shit. Okay, so besides the skill trees that talk to you, you also have thoughts. You have thoughts that are basically like buffs and debuffs. This is the gangster... other gangster shit. So you have basically a list. I counted about 45 thoughts. So you have a dialogue. You have a dialogue section or conversation, and then a thought will trigger, and basically like one of your personalities, like conceptualization or rhetoric, will talk to you, and they're like, "Hey, don't you think women belong in the fucking kitchen?" And you're like, "What?" This is like, there's a racism thought.
Oh my God.
There's like a masculinity.
Chauvinist.
Like, chauvinist thought. There's a communist thought. Moralist. Centrist. I can fucking keep going. I'm up to like 15 out of like 45 of these thoughts. And you can unassign them and reassign them with skill points. But when you assign them, you get buffs to personality in the tree. So, like, you high-five your partner and you get a thought. So, like, if you equip that thought, you get better friendly, better acquainted with your partner, and that will help you in future parts of the game. So, like, this is so much shit going on with, like, no action. This is all up here. It's all mental.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to have to play this game and just...
It's so much. It's so much cool shit that I've never seen or thought of before. And I'm like, these dudes are bad as fuck. Dude, when it's like, don't you think women belong in the fucking kitchen? And I'm like, what do you mean? And it's like, come on, really? Do you think that they should be working with us women? Like, it's like adding like additional umlauts for like no reason. Like trying to be like extra fascist. Like, what the fuck's going on? So, dude, like I'm just like, sure, I guess. And it's like, thought gained. So, like, you can, like, unequip the thought. You can, there's, like, I think there's either 12 or 14 thoughts you can have total. I want to get all of the thought slots filled up to the top. I've got, like, 7 more. But you have to, like, get the skill point and equip it and have go and progress through the game to get them to level up. But you need those skill points for, like, other parts to convince people or intimidate them for stuff. So you're constantly, like, fuck, going back and forth.
Yeah, I think I just need to play this game.
Dude, there's one part when your partner's like, you need to get your shit together. And then it says, thought gained, volumetric shit compressor. And I'm like, what? What? I equipped it. And it's like, it gives you, like a full page of dialogue. And it's their thought talking to you, like... You are the sorriest sack of shit. I'm like, what? Okay, that's how it starts. And it just reads you like a page of like just telling you that you're fucking jabroni. I actually got a trophy for apologizing 10 times in the game. The trophies. You only get trophies by saying stuff. Nothing is shoot 'em up action. No, it's all verbal, dude. It's like Tarantino, but like on acid. Made a game.
Yeah, I need to play this game, like, immediately. Like,
fuck yeah.
Yesterday.
10 out of 5.
10 out of 5 game, bro. So, the next time we will have to do a follow-up episode on this I play it.
Have to.
And then we'll have to have like a meeting of the minds.
I'm super excited about that because I can't gush about this game enough, dude. It's so good.
I have a feeling like if you like it, then I'm probably gonna like it. You and I don't differ on a whole bunch of stuff, but we'll have to meet again after I get done playing it and like really compare notes on how this goes. But like, you have completely 1,000% sold me on this game.
Cue the trumpets. Hit the trumpets.
And that's how we end this. The trumpet.
That's actually, yeah.